This Saturday, the Ultimate Fighting Championship is back on pay-per-view from the UFC Apex in Las Vegas, Nevada. Here to help it help us break it down as much as this card deserves and much more from the world of mixed martial arts, maybe some pro wrestling. Combat Central reunited again. I'm Peter Klein, and he is G Rana. Hello, G. How are you today, sir?
I'm all right, man. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thank you very much. Now, there would be times where we would be doing Combat Central, and I wouldn't want to be too negative on things, in part just to kind of justify
our existence.
No, because
that's my job. That's my job.
Exactly. Yeah, gimmick infringement, of course.
Yeah.
But also, I kind of wanted to justify our existence, because if I just said everything sucked all the time, then why are we doing a show about it? However, that brings me to UFC 255. This, in terms of pay-per-view cards, this ain't a pay-per-view card. Like, congratulations that they got two title fights on there. Valentina Shevchenko is going to win by murder. And This is a flyaway fight that doesn't really have a lot of the cachet of other pay-per-view main events. Like, this one feels like an all-right fight night card. Am I being too hard on this pay-per-view card coming up on Saturday?
No, I don't think so. I think you're channeling your inner G Rana right there, because when I was looking at this card, so when I was at work last night, I didn't have a whole lot to talk about across the hallway there. I had Thursday night football, and then, yeah, the Conor McGregor news came in, and I was like, all right, you know, I'm going to throw this in my sports. And then I'm going to kind of parlay this, say, hey, what's the card this upcoming weekend? Check the card. I'm like, there's only one fight that I actually kind of want to see, and yeah, you kind of touched on it right there. That's the Valentina Shevchenko fight. And then when you look at the card, you have a welterweight fight between Mike Perry and Tim Means. Now, I understand that Mike Perry is supposed to fight Robbie Lawler, but when you have this in your main event or on your main card, it's not a good sign, because no offense to Mike Perry or Tim Means, but both of these guys are not going to be even close to any title picture whatsoever. And yeah, like this card, it's okay. And yeah, like, we have Shogun fighting, and that's great. Sign me up with Shogun every now and then. But it's not 2010 anymore. You know, this isn't 10 years ago when Shogun was doing masterful things against Machida. So, yeah, like, this card is okay, but is it pay-per-view worthy? Nah, no.
Yeah. Well, no, and just, like, peek into my own life. Today's my last day before vacation for a week, and I was like, oh, perfect. There's a UFC card on Saturday. Like, can get absolutely blasted. It's going to be great. Order it at home. And I looked at my wife and I went through the card, and I was like, so you want to just watch some old fights on Fight Pass? Because this one's a hard pass. Like, you mentioned Shogun on there. I'm past the point where I want to see Shogun on the cards. Like, I'll go back and watch some of his old fights. He was one of my favorite fighters, and still is, of all time, one of my favorite fighters. I don't need to see him get punched in the head anymore. Like, it's
no,
even
no.
That
and,
one
and
here
I mean, like, I feel the
me.
Same way with regards to Alistair Overeem, guys like Mirko Krokop, you know, guys back then were people that I idolized, fighters that I tried to emulate, right? And yeah, like I said, this isn't 2010. This isn't 10 years ago, or even a few years ago when Shogun was fighting Dan Henderson. Like, that was a great fight, but no, those guys should not be even near a cage anymore. You know, start teaching or whatever, but like, yeah, I'm with you. I don't need to see Shogun hurt his body even more.
Yeah, like, just one more on this one, and then unless you have deep, insightful thoughts on this that I'm avoiding, but like, the main event on the Fight Night card next weekend is Curtis Blaydes against Derek Lewis. That is, like, that, there's a... Yeah, there's a very real chance that fight sucks, but it's still 100% better than anything else on this card.
No, yeah, absolutely. And I mean, like, you know how I feel about UFC heavyweight fights. It's only great for the first round and a half. After that, I don't want to watch it anymore. It's just it's so slow. But yeah, like, Curtis Blaydes, Derek Lewis, sign me up. But I only want to watch the first round and a half. If it goes beyond that, I just don't want to watch it anymore. I hate my life.
on the note of, that's a drop, by the way, G saying I hate my life. But on the note of fights that you want to watch, Conor McGregor, you mentioned the news coming down last night that it does seem like he and Dustin Poirier are in fact going to do the damn thing coming up in January. I know at times you maybe don't have the highest opinion of one Conor McGregor. Is this still on your radar as a fight, a fighter, or B, this fight as something that is must see for G Rana?
Well, you kind of have to watch it just because as soon as Khabib retired, like the UFC lightweight division right now is in a bit of a flux. And I remember the last time that you and I talked, it was, you know, right after the Khabib fight. And I said, Conor McGregor versus Dustin Poirier, that should be the UFC lightweight title fight. That should be for the title. They haven't advertised anything with regards to that. They haven't even mentioned anything about the UFC lightweight title yet. So, yeah, like, I understandably, Conor McGregor is the biggest, if not second biggest name in fighting right now. And with the UFC lightweight division being just, it's so up in the air right now. It's so important for the division right now, this fight.
Yeah. No, and it, like, if you were to do a tournament at 155 pounds, yeah, like, this could be, yeah, a first round fight in that, like, to figure out what you're doing with that belt. But no, like, this one, just in terms of how fun the fight's going to be, it's going to be a great fight. But then the importance to the division.
Yeah, because I mean, think, like, you have Tony Ferguson still in the mix. You have Justin Gaethje still in the mix. Both those guys are coming off of losses. Ferguson lost to Gaethje. And so, you know, what do you do there? Dan Hooker is still in the mix, but then Poirier beat Dan Hooker, was in June. So, yeah, like, there's so many interesting little matchmaking things that you could do. But, yeah, no, this upcoming fight, Conor McGregor versus Dustin Poirier, it's huge, huge for the UFC lightweight division.
Mm-hmm. Chatting with G. Rana here on The Big Show on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Before we get too far away from it, is there anything you want to really break down for UFC 255 as we get ready for that pay-per-view this weekend?
Honestly, I touched on it before. The only fight that really kind of stood out to me was just that Valentina Shevchenko fight, because I love watching, yeah, Shevchenko fight. She is second, if not the third best women's fighter on the face of the planet. Since she's been in the UFC, she's only lost to Amanda Nunes, who is the best. She is the greatest of all time women's fighter. And those fights were close. And it, you know what? There's no shame in losing to the GOAT of the women's division. And when you see Shevchenko fight, it's so methodical, but it's also so violent. And it's oh my God, it's so entertaining to kind of just boil it all down, because she's like a scalpel in there. Like, she is just dissecting every little move here and there. And no offense to Jennifer Maia, like, she does have a few things that maybe she could give Shevchenko a little bit of trouble with. Maia has, I'd say, better ground control, because not that Shevchenko was a bad wrestler. It's not her greatest of assets. So Maia could use that to her advantage, but, like, this is Shevchenko's fight to lose, and I'd be surprised if this goes beyond three rounds.
Yeah. If people are tweeting about how boring this fight is, then Maia is having a good night, right? Like, that.
Sure,
she wants to make this to be as boring as possible.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So that's enough of the real stuff. What wrestling are you watching these days? Someone texted in when I said that you and I were coming on and wanted a Survivor Series prediction. And I said, man, I don't even know if he's watching WWE anymore. I'm going to guess the answer is no, but are you gearing up for Survivor Series this weekend?
Hey, you were right in your guess.
Man, the King of Strong Style, Roman Reigns, is the Universal Champion right now. I don't know.
You know how me, I still love my New Japan, but man, what AEW is doing. I don't know if you talk about it enough, but like, I love what AEW is doing. And
yeah,
with regards to like this main event they have going on with Dynamite, Jon Moxley versus Kenny Omega, sign me up for that again. Like, the first match was great. First match, it was weird because they advertised it being, yeah, this doesn't count on the winner or loser's record. This one does, and it's for the title. And with the progression of, and you know how, you know I love Kenny Omega, and the progression, right, of Omega's character, kind of going back to those cleaner roots, it's really fun to watch. And just as a whole, since AEW started, like, I've been on board with it, and they haven't really let me down.
No, There are very few bad episodes of Dynamite. And yeah, Moxley Omega 1 with the barbed wire spider web that they had was incredible. Like, that match was insane. And a match of the year candidate. I can't wait to see what they do with this next one. I will say, like, Raw has been whatever. SmackDown's been pretty good lately. Like, I have liked what they have done with Roman Reigns over the last little bit.
Yeah. And I mean, like, you know, back when we used to do the show, it was, oh, here's G again. Let's just see how much he hates Roman Reigns this week. But yeah, no, like it, Paul, pairing him with Paul Heyman is genius. Like it's so great. Because he's now kind of fully, he's embraced that heel character, which I think he should have been a long time ago. And the program that he had with the Usos, like that was great. Bringing the family roots in there, like, you know, it's great. And yeah, like I just mentioned, I don't watch WWE a lot, but like when I do, you know, catch the odd recap here and there. Still not a huge fan of the New Day splitting up because I've always been a fan of the New Day, but hey, what are you going to do? It's 2020, baby.
I think Big E is due for something pretty big there too. We're out of time, and I think going long on wrestling talk would drive a few people, our
Sure.
boss, crazy. So I'll let you go,
Yeah.
man. But this was fun catching up, and we'll do a career retrospective on Roman Reigns and John Cena coming up soon.
Oh, I can't wait not to be part of that.
All right, cheers, buddy.
Everybody.